91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Quinte West is now in a level 1 low water condition. Level 1 is the least severe in a three-tier measuring system. Quinte Conservation Water Resources Engineer Brian Keene says all the Quinte water levels, including the Moira, Salmon, and Napanee Rivers, and all of Prince Edward County are lower than normal. Rainfall is well below normal for this time of year, and most river systems are seeing the effects. Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Toronto Mayor Rob Ford had a meeting yesterday about anti-crime initiatives, but neither spoke to the media, and at a later stop in nearby Oshawa, Harper said he urged Ford to join in his efforts to ensure the courts uphold tough new federal laws for gun crimes.
I certainly encouraged the city and the province to continue to work together. We have been working together on enforcement measures. We've also been working together at trying to make sure we can make some of these new gun penalties stick before the courts.
Harper said he and Ford each had some specific suggestions on how to deal with gun crime, but would not provide details. Their meeting followed last week's shootout at a community barbecue that left two people dead and 23 wounded. The price of the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal at Penn State could go well beyond the $60 million fine and other penalties imposed by the NCAA. State Farm is pulling its ads from broadcasts of Penn State football games, and GM is reconsidering its sponsorship deal. Wall Street is also threatening to downgrade the school's credit rating. Sandusky, a former assistant coach with the Nittany Lions, is in jail awaiting sentencing after being convicted last month on multiple counts of child molestation. It was a year ago today that Jack Layton said he would take a leave of absence as leader of the federal NDP. Nina Chowdhury has more.
Just 3 months after leading the NDP to a historical electoral breakthrough, a frail, raspy-voiced Jack Layton, who had been battling prostate cancer, announced he had a new battle ahead and would be taking a temporary leave of absence.
I have a new cancer, non-prostate cancer, that's going to require further treatment.
Layton said that he was optimistic about the future.
I am very hopeful and optimistic that our party will continue to move forward, that we will replace the Conservative government in a few short years from now.
Layton died August 22, 2011. He was 61. Nina Chowdhury, The Canadian Press.
Quietly and without any publicity, Batman star Christian Bale went to a Colorado hospital yesterday to visit with people injured during the movie theater massacre last week. ABC's David Wright has more from Aurora, Colorado.
Christine Bache was brought by ambulance from another hospital to meet Bale, an Iraq war veteran. She survived deployment to Baghdad unscathed, only to be shot at the movies in her hometown. She was there with a group of co-workers from Red Robin, including Alex Sullivan.
Sully is just kind of like the goofy, happy-go-lucky type of guy. But the funny thing is he didn't even tell anybody it was his birthday.
Christian Bale stopped briefly at the memorial to Alex Sullivan and the 11 others killed in the shooting.
An online campaign urged Bale to visit the victims of the shooting. Prime Minister Harper says he won't comment on China's $15 billion bid to buy Canadian energy giant Nexen. He says he won't do anything that might influence the government's decision on whether to approve the deal, but he says it will be carefully considered.
In terms of the specific investment that is now before the Government of Canada, I'm obviously not going to comment on that, other than to say, as I just said that nobody should prejudge the government's decision. This investment will be thoroughly scrutinized before it is either accepted or rejected.
Harper made the comments during an appearance in Oshawa, Ontario, where General Motors announced that it's investing $850 million in Canadian research and development. The move meets part of its obligations under the 2009 bailout by the federal and provincial governments. Fighting has intensified in Syria's largest city of Aleppo as rebels struggle to keep control in the face of superior government firepower. BBC reporter Ian Pannell described the scene behind a rebel position in one part of the city.
Hundreds, perhaps as many as 1,000 rebel fighters have now pushed into this part of Aleppo city. They've set up burning barricades to try and protect this particular district. There's a police headquarters and an intelligence office up the road, and their fear is that reinforcements will head from downtown Aleppo.
Syria's commercial hub is about 60 kilometers from neighboring Turkey, which announced today it was closing its 900-kilometer border with its neighbor to trucks due to the unrest. The first event of the Olympics is set to kick off later today, 2 days before the official opening ceremony. Charles de Ledesma has the details.
The Team GB's women's soccer side will get 18 days of sport underway against New Zealand in Cardiff, Wales. Also designated games lanes covering 30 miles of roads and off-limits to the public have begun operating across London. And government lawyers are going to court to try to stop a public sector workers' strike on the eve of the games. And it doesn't stop there. The final dress rehearsal for the opening ceremony is due to take place later at the Olympic Stadium in Stratford, East London, now filling up fast with Olympic visitors. Charles de Ledesma, London.
That's 91X News to 8:05. Sports and weather are next.
Summertime. Time to relax. Time to spend with friends. Time to get outside. It's time to barbecue. This summer, make Mark's No Frills your one-stop shop. From the beach to the barbecue, camping to gardening, Mark's No Frills has you covered for all your summertime needs. Don't waste your time running around town for everything you need. Stop by Mark's No Frills and you'll be in and out in no time. Enjoy your summer. Mark's No Frills will take care of the rest.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard, Belleville. Our prices won't be beat.
91X Sports, BC Lions defensive lineman Khalif Mitchell will play against the Calgary Stampeders after all on Saturday. Mitchell has appealed his 2-game suspension for hyperextending the arm of Edmonton offensive lineman Simeo Riate during a game last Friday. Mitchell says he is not a dirty player.
When I go to bed and when I look at myself in the mirror, you know, the one who I really got to answer to wholeheartedly, I can look at myself in the mirror and know that I play hard and I play very fair.
And the Nashville Predators needed to send a message to their fans that they are committed to fielding a Stanley Cup contender. The Predators bit the bullet and matched the staggering offer sheet made to Shea Weber by the Philadelphia Flyers. Nashville is keeping its star defenseman after matching the Flyers' offer of a 14-year contract worth $110 million U.S. Weber had a career-best +21 rating last season and was sixth among defensemen in scoring. NHL labor talks resumed with a 3-hour session in Toronto that largely centered around how the league handles discipline. This week's 3-day session marks the fifth consecutive week that Commissioner Gary Bettman and Players Association Executive Director Donald Fear have sat across the table. The NHL delivered its initial proposal for a collective bargaining agreement during a bargaining session on July 13th. The players requested additional information, which they are still waiting for. Fear says the union wants to see that information before they get to the stage of making their own proposal. Serious negotiations will not begin until that happens. The red-hot Oakland Athletics broke open a close game with a 5-run seventh inning and beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-2. All 5 runs were scored with 2 outs. Jays manager John Farrell says Brett Cecil pitched well for 6 innings, but the seventh inning was just too big to overcome.
Did an outstanding job for the 6 innings of work, but where we were in the lineup felt like going to a right-hander in the seventh was the fact that they scored their 2 runs, you know, on a base hit by Ange and then the 2-run home run by Norris. Unfortunately, we contributed to that big inning in the seventh with some walks.
Meanwhile, Gio Gonzalez won his 13th game of the season as the Washington Nationals beat the stumbling New York Mets 5-2. R.A. Dickey suffered his first loss in 3 months while the Mets went down for the 11th time in 12 games. And New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez is heading to the disabled list. A-Rod broke his left hand after being hit by a pitch from Felix Hernandez in the 8th inning of a 4-2 loss at Seattle. Looking at the forecast now for today, mainly sunny, some clouds rolling in this afternoon and a high of 26 degrees. Cloudy overnight, showers and a few thunderstorms beginning after midnight and a low of 18. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, risk of a thunderstorm sticking around through most of the day and a high of 27. And for Friday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 25. At 8:08, it's 16 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.